The main thoroughfare in Lusaka, Zambia is called Cairo Road. And it's called Cairo Road because the infamous imperialist of the 19th century, Cecil Rhodes, who slaked around that area as well as others, he had a grand vision that he would construct a railway from Cairo in the north of Africa to Johannesburg in the south. That never happened, but Cairo Road still remained with the name Cairo Road because the railway was supposed to go through there. In the early 60s, what was called Northern Rhodesia, named after him, became Zambia, became independent, and the country embarked on an experiment called African socialism. And by the time I got to Zambia doing research for my university degree in the late 1980s, it was pretty clear that African socialism, with the Zambian twist to it, had been a failure. Many things, even though it was a rich country with lots of minerals, many things did not work, and some things partially worked, and some of those things that partially worked in strange ways, ways that were stranger than fiction, which is our theme for tonight. I went to Zambia several times, but just on maybe my second or third day there, when I didn't know much about the place, I had a meeting at the bottom of Cairo Road in the Zimco building. And the Zimco building was 22 or 23 stories high. It was a real skyscraper. And at the time, it was the tallest building in Lusaka and the tallest building in Zambia. So it was a morning meeting. I don't know, it was supposed to be about 10 o'clock. I got there early, just to be sure I was there early for my meeting. I went into the lobby and I saw that there were three elevator shafts with a long line in front of just the middle elevator shaft. So I got to the end of the line and I asked the people there, and Zambians, by the way, are very, very polite and helpful people, so what's going on here? I said, oh, just wait a minute, sir, be patient. Just one of the elevators working, but it's working very well, so just be patient. So it was a very long line. I was glad I got there early. After a few moments, the door opened, a whole bunch of people belched out, and a whole new bunch of people jammed themselves in there, and I moved up. And it would probably took two or three trips up and down until it was my turn. So the door opened, everybody came out, myself and 20 or 30 other people jammed in there like sardines. The door closed, and slowly we started going up the elevator. People started yelling out numbers. 3, 11, 19, 6. Somebody nudged me. He said, excuse me, sir, what floor are you going to? I said, 8. 5 people said, 8! And I didn't see any buttons, you know, I didn't see any buttons with lights going on and off and so on. But at every floor that was mentioned, the elevator stopped, the door opened, the people went out. After a little bit, we got to the 8th floor, the door opened, people made a path for me, very nice. I got out, I looked behind me, the door closed. Something didn't seem quite right, but I couldn't figure out what it was. Anyway, I shrugged my shoulders. I went to my meeting. I can't really remember what the subject of the meeting was, but I remember vaguely that, you know, I accomplished whatever it was I was supposed to accomplish. I went back out to the hallway. I pressed the button for the elevator, and I waited. And I waited. I stuck my ear, you know, right in the crack there, and I heard, sure enough, I heard it coming down, 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 past me. Okay, I figure, okay, well, this time when it comes back up, I'll be smart. I'll press both buttons. We've all done that, right? I'll press both buttons, and then I'll get it going up, because I just need to get in that thing. So, sure enough, I hear it whirring up. It comes up. It stops at a few floors, whizzes past me, and I'm listening again. I put my ear right up to the crack. It's coming down. It's coming down. It goes past me again. And I figure, well, this probably isn't going to work. So I shrug my shoulders. I go find the stairwell, and I go down the 8 floors, and I go off to whatever my next meeting is of the day, and you know, my day proceeds normally enough. I had a friend there in Lusaka who I knew from another place, who called me up that afternoon and said, hey, I'm going over to this British guy's house. He's been in this country 30 years. He knows everything about the place, where all the skeletons are buried and so on. And he's got Johnny Walker liquor, and you'll have a good time there. So I said, okay, sure, I'll go. I did not have much of a social calendar going on there in Lusaka. So I go to the house, and we're having a nice chat, and this, you know, crusty old ancient Cologne is, you know, telling all sorts of stories about Zambia, very funny, this, that, and the other thing. And then there's a lull in the conversation. And I say, you know, something happened to me today in, I think, the Zimco building. I don't really understand what it was. So I told him the story of, well, I told him the story that I just told you. And he just nodded a bit. He said, that's amazing. Nobody told you about the little man? I said, no, nobody told me about the little man. What little man is that? Everybody knows about the little man who lives in Lusaka. You know, the country seems to have fallen on hard times, and elevators, you know, have been victims of that too. So there's a little man in that elevator in the Zimco building. Everybody knows about him. And he is on the roof of the cabin, or whatever they call that thing, and he has this pulley, and he's reputed to have, you know, biceps the size of watermelons or something like that, because he cranks that pulley, and he hears the people yelling the floors, and he stops at those floors, and he opens the door, and it works like clockwork. It works very, very well. And I says, wow, I was stunned. And I said, well, that sounds pretty good. But then I said, but wait a minute. Okay, I understand how that works if you're inside the elevator trying to get out. But what if you're outside the elevator trying to get in? And he says, oh, that's very simple. When you think you hear that elevator coming, you put your mouth right up to that crack in the door and you yell, 8, 8, 8! And the elevator will stop for you. And that is my Zambian elevator story.